And the swim, I found out last year that how much fun it was. I'm so excited that I get both. It's the best of both worlds.
So how long have you been with the school district?
Just recently, I was teaching. I filled in for someone in Sitka. I was living over there and was teaching second grade. And then her maternity leave ended over Christmas break. And so it just kind of fell into place that Petersburg was looking for temporary hire with the elementary swim. So I was able to come over and fill that and absolutely loved it. And then applied this last spring for the full-time position.
Okay. So you've gotten your feet wet, as it were.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
With being the swim teacher for the district, what do you like about it? You said you loved it.
You know, these kids are so funny. They have so many, like, their personalities, even though they're young, they each have their own unique little personalities, and they're a hoot. It's hard to have a bad day up there. It's a ton of fun.
So is this year going to be kind of the traditional schedule where it was one class went to swim every day for every other week, or is it going to be modified like last year?
Yeah, we're lucky that this year we're going to be back to how it used to be with 1 week will be your swim week and you'll have swim every day. And then the following week you'll have gym week. Makes it, I think, easier on us, on the kids, on the teachers, on the parents remembering swimsuits for the whole week. It just makes everything a little bit easier.
Now, talking about health and the freshman health class, how do you approach that subject? You said you went to school for teaching health.
You know, I feel like a lot of kids come out of the starting blocks with a couple strikes already against them and with no fault of their own. And sometimes all it takes is just someone in your corner, a trusting adult, someone who cares, someone who helps advocate for you and can hold you accountable. And not just advocate for you, but teach you how to advocate for yourself. It's maybe an unpopular opinion, but adults aren't always right. And we make mistakes all the time, myself included. And I think it's important as educators to model, if you make a wrong, how to make it right. And if you make a mistake, how to apologize and to trust your gut instinct. And I think that that's one of my main goals, is to help these kids learn how to trust their gut instinct and how to advocate for themselves, because they are their biggest advocates, and how to become, make educated decisions to make the best decisions for themselves. And that's not saying, if there's any teenagers listening to this, to throw out any sound advice that you've been given. These are the lifelong skills that I would like them to possess, is to trust your gut and you are your own advocate, and to use that wisely.
That's interesting, because it's kind of a subject that's not math or reading, you know, those core ones. It gets into sensitive areas.
Yeah, and I feel really fortunate, because with the spectrum of health, there's so many things that can fall into that, you know. And I mean, just communication, that's a huge thing. And I feel like that falls under health. I mean, you can really find some interesting and good topics to talk about with the kids.